Уважаемый господин.
Thank you, President, Secretary-General, colleagues. We wish to welcome Ms. de la Mora in her new post and wish every success. We thank the panelists and the delegates for this interesting discussion. We thank the Secretariat for preparing the guidance document on examples of implementation of policies for comprehensive trade gains. We share the position regarding the need for an integrated approach to achieving the SDGs. Trade policy, we believe, must be considered jointly with the extension of the rights and opportunities of socially vulnerable groups, support to small businesses, and development of certain economic sectors. It is important to take into account national specificities in trade and uphold cultural diversity in implementing trade policy without pushing states into single standards. Traditional values and cultural specificities, we believe, have considerable significance for inclusive trade. It makes it possible for countries fully to implement their economic potential. We agree with the authors of the report that industrial policy must not run counter to the principles and the rules of the multilateral trade system, which seeks comprehensive development and promotion of the rights and interests of all states, including developing countries and the least developed countries. The challenges that they face, such as disruption of supply chains and protectionism, complicate the already difficult task of catch-up development. In that connection, we note the mention in the guidance document of the adverse impacts of unilateral trade measures. The consequences are known to all. They can be economic, social, and environmental, affecting sustainable development, including disruption of global trade relations and economic stability. Unilateral economic restrictions are very destructive. They run counter to international law and they block development. These restrictions, above all, affect the least protected population groups. They hinder global economic growth and they run counter to the principle of the 2030 agenda, leaving nobody behind. President, the issue of inclusive trade is multifaceted and a broad-scale process. We are still far, we believe, from proper ways to assess inclusivity. So in the context that a number of speakers have mentioned already, we would ask the Secretariat to establish a list of the drivers and barriers to inclusive trade. We believe that this soft methodological step would help us to systemize and objectively assess a number of factors which in turn would simplify the further work of UNCTAD on analysing trade inclusivity. UNCTAD's conclusions on drivers and barriers to inclusive trade could become a contribution to the preparation of a General Assembly resolution on international trade and development. Thank you.